Because we can see that if one has faith in order of the guru, then Krishna will reveal to him the way and means to carry out.
So we can apply the rules of the scriptures on their own and judge according. We shall have to the departmental knowledge of the scriptures and to put to test whether the utterance of a particular man is really pure devotion or not by his other activities we have to judge. And in the name of God he is making money, collecting money, and he is using in such and such purposes. And whether these purposes are at all connected with the service of God or not, that is to be done in particular cases. Particular cases in my judge. The money is being spent in this matter. Whether it is meant for the service of the Lord or to satisfy pleasure of some ordinary persons not connected with devotion. These are to be judged. Particular cases to be dealt with particularly. But generally, this is the law. If it is meant for the service of the law, then it is justified. If not, it is not justified. Whatever is done for the satisfaction, nahi kalyan utpashti durgatim tato gacchati. Whatever is sincerely done for the service of the Supreme Lord, that may not have any bad effect. Sincerity of purpose is to be judged as you have.
If Krishna is being satisfied, then automatically the devotees also should be satisfied.
Oni jagasya kojin jajari Krishna santushtahan tauna bhaktagano santushtahavenna.
Oh. Krishna santushtahade bhaktagano santushtahave. But the devotee, he must attain such state that he can appreciate the satisfaction of Krishna. Krishna santushta. The Krishna is satisfied. And whether he is satisfied or not satisfied, the devotee must understand, must follow. He must attain such a stage as to perceive whether Krishna is satisfied or dissatisfied.
So sometimes I give this example of Ramanujacharya employing the different thieves to collect money for the purpose of building, constructing a temple. And they utilize this example for their own purposes, which, as you stated before, can be justified or not justified according to their purity.
উনি জিজ্ঞাসা করছেন যে একটু উদাহরণ দেখা যায় যেমন রামানুজাচার্য উনি ওনার নিচে কয়েকজন চোর উনি উপযুক্ত করাইলেন ভগবানের সেবা করিবার জন্য
ডুবিয়ে দেবেন। Function, that service was finished, then the median through whom the money of dacoity was engaged in the service, he did not like it, or Ranganathan that did not like it, so they killed the Radha. They are utilized, yes. You must answer there. You feel the such things are happening now.
Like we're thinking like that.
When Bhaktivedanta Maharaj was the connecting link between Krishna and all these various activities, it was justified. Now that connecting link is gone, and these fellows should be drowned into the river. Did not come here to leave a posterity which, as soon as he will leave this world, will be a holy person. May not be work up to the standard as he did. But at the same time, we should not think that his separation has left the whole thing useless and opposing energy. Maybe a deviated character, a pure character, not so much purity of purpose may be there, but the whole cell is wrong and it should be cast into the ocean on fire. Well, you need not think like that.
Maharaj, you were once giving some very nice insight about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's tolerance. His explanation of tolerance.
Explanation of?
Sahishna. Sahishnuta.
Sahishnuta.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You were giving some examples about his Sahishnuta in relationship to being lower than the grass in the street. Trinadapi Sanichena? Chaita Sambandhi Aniki Bhavati?
Trinadapi Sanichena. If I think of myself rightly, then I should think that Krishna may be a very meager and mean position. But still it is, it has got a true position, true concept. But what about me? I am a negative representation, Vikrita. The man may be of small intelligence, but a madman is lower than the man of scanty intelligence. So, Vastu Jaro Svatta. In the consideration of material position, Krishna has got a lowest conception. But what am I? I am a Vikrita Sattva, abnormal. That has got a normal position in the lowest circle. And what about myself? I am not normal, I am abnormal. So lower than Krishna. You follow? Vikrita Sharu. Vikrita Sharu. Abnormal. So abnormality is lower than a normal lower position. That is the negative side. It has got some positive position. Lower position, but positive. You know. And this is on the negative side. Misguided. I have got freedom, but misguided freedom. That is a cursed attainment. That sort of interpretation he has given. Necessity has no law. Almost all day I am engaged. Still you have come. Your necessity has no law.
Especially, Srila Prabhupada always would judge how well our movement was going on by the amount of books being distributed. But now in America, book distribution is not doubled as Prabhupada wanted it, but it has become half. So, how are we to understand?
Contribute our quota. We may try our best, but our power is limited. Still, such as aspiration is laudable. Such dissatisfaction that the progress is not made considerably as it should have been. So we are unhappy. That is good meaning, good temperament. But what we can do? Utsaha of Nishchaya, our business, our endeavor should be that the progress may not be, the speed may not be loud, may not be retarded, they may not come there. The contribution in the activity, in the endeavor, but the consequence is in his head, in the hand of the Lord.
Entitlement.
Entitled. No. We have got no
claim.
Power.
Mm-hmm. No authority over that. We have powerless there. As regards the consequence, we are concerned with our quota of contribution for the cause. Vetti. But Vetti is third person singular. But in another way, first person singular, it may be produced by the grammarian techniques. Usually, it seems that it is erroneous. But the grammarians, they have anyhow produced that word in the first person, and that has got its explanation there. I forgot. Ahamabedmi shuku vetti. But the throat runs, ahamabedmi shuku vetti. Vasu vetti na vetti va. বৈদিকী বাপি যা ক্রিয়া ক্রিয়তে মনে হরি সেবানুকূল সা কার্যা ভক্তি মিচ্ছত বোথ দি স্ক্রিপচুরাল অ্যাজ ওয়েল অ্যাজ দি সোশ্যাল অ্যাক্টিভিটিস অ্যান্ড দি কন্ডাক্টস অল মে বি included in devotional activities. All the purpose is to be considered. The ordinary talk, that may be devotion, and if misinterpretation followed, then scriptural discussion may not be devotion. So real devotion is we have to test very minutely. The only criterion whether it is meant for the satisfaction of the center or not. The criteria, Krishna Priti, Krishna Santosh, that is the only criteria. And form may be sacrificed. No, Nayamatma, Prabhachanena Lubhu, no Medhayaba, Bahuna Sutena. Prabhachanena, expert. In explanation of the different meanings of the scriptures. No medhaya, sharp memory, can catch the meaning of the words very quickly, correctly. Nidhayabha, bahuna suji no, vast study, even of the revealed scriptures. Yami vaishubhne, all right is out. Whoever he will select, I shall go to him. Sweet will. His sweet will. That is the criteria. To satisfy him, to satisfy him by anything and everything, and then by his consent he may come. He has got no objective existence. We shall be very careful, always. Subjective. That we as subject, we shall lead him and bring him within our class. Never. Our position will be always as the bird chataka. Or the who do not take a drop of water from the ground. Only they drink water with their face up the drop of the coming from the clouds. And don't take any water whatsoever. And the Uddhava monk always with their mouth towards the sky and praying for a drop of water. That is, drop of water or a rush of rain may come to satisfy him, or a thunder may come to perish him, to finish him. Virajaya mai dandam, Rupa Goswami. Virajaya mai dandam, dinabandhu dayamba, gotiriha no bhavatta kaji danyam. This is the sign of the ananya bhakti, exclusive devotion, the standard. Virajaya mai dandam. This is your pleasure, sweet will. You may punish me, or dayamba, you may grace me. But whatever you do, I have no other alternative but to come at your feet and pray for my good, for your grace. No other alternative I have got. Whatever you like, you may do with me. But all the same to me, only to come to you and to pray for your grace. Dayamba, gotiriya nu bhavatva kaji ganyama. Nipatatu satakoti. The thunder may come instead of a drop of water. Nibharam bhanabhambha, or opulence of rain may come to satisfy me. Vidagdhavu, after a long time. Where did you go? Nepal or Bangladesh or any other place, Malaysia? I think Nipotatu Satakuti Nit Varangba Navamba Sadhavikido Payudas Tuyati Chatagino. But the Chatak, that particular kind of bird, had no other alternative but to go on praying, praying, praying. This is just a parallel shloka, a poem, that of Mahaprabhu. Last shloka of eighth shloka of Mahaprabhu. Shloka, Shikhashtaka. Virajaya mai dandam. This is Aslishva Padaratan Pinastuma. You may embrace me, or if I try to catch your feet, you may reject me. You may throw me down. What you may do? Pinashtama. More than that you may do even Madmahatam Karutuva. Adarshamat. You may be indifferent to me. A punish to throw me by the kick, that is rather better. But your indifference is more dangerous. That also you can do. Adarshanam madmahatam karuti. Even more you can do. Jatha tatha bhavidrat. On my eyes, you may adore another, showing me. Showing me, you may adore another person. That will be more intolerable. You can do it. Whatever you like, you can do. Padhātata bhāvidhādulam paru matpranu nāthustu saiva nāparu. Mahāprabhu says, Radharani says, still you are my only master. You are all and all in me. Whatever you do or you think or you do, arrange, make arrangement. But I have mother of the dead, yes. The standard is here of ananya bhakti, vaikantik bhakti. Yes. What is vaikantik bhakti, ananya bhakti? And a drop of such type of bhakti, bhakti of such quality, it moves Krishna, the heart, his heart, like anything. The earthquake in his heart can create earthquake. This type of bhakti. This is from Radharani. Mahaprabhu's the last slok. And the parallel slok by Rupa Goswami. Like Chatok, I pick a particular word, either lightning, thunder, or a drop of water. I want to go to take water, there may be flood. Still, the flood water, it is poison to me. Ananya bhakti. That is what is necessary for the infinitesimal, for the infinite. Infinite and infinitesimal. The relation should be such where near about the Absolute Himself. Just as the intensity of heat just near the sun, how much? And the intensity of heat here, is inconceivable for us. So, near about Krishna, the intensity of love, the nature, the quality is of such sort, a sort. And our aspiration, our ideal, will be guided by such feeling that we are our goal, our destination, is that side. That side our destination lies. We can prepare us for the same. Die to live, don't be afraid of giving yourself, distributing yourself. You can live on the, if you die as you are at present in your cross constitution. That is mukti prapa. That is mukti the positive, salvation. Liberation, that is real liberation, sarupena bhavasthiti. That there is also, Hegel, self-determination. What is necessary at the end of our life? Self-determination. In our words of our Guru Maharaj, proper adjustment. Religion is proper adjustment. We have to be adjusted with such idea and ideal about the absolute good, about the absolute sweetness, the absolute knowledge, absolute beauty. Our attitude, we shall cultivate ourselves to such way. As to achieve that end. We are not subservient to this or that A, B, C, D. The valuation of that X or whatever that thing, it means like this. Then we can expect to come to Krishna, to Mahaprabhu, to Bhagavatam. But such capital we must have. Approach. Hare Krishna. Gaudhari Bodh, Gaudhari Bodh, Gaudhari Bodh. Nidai, 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 Nidai. regard into that. The miser has got no place. The capital must be brought out, whole set, not partial. The whole self do that. Whole self do that. Krishna. Narayan may be Narayan may be satisfied with the part, but Krishna is very clever. Not part, whole self do that. Whole self I want. The beauty, the charm of the beauty is of the type of whole self. It charms every nerve, the whole system it attracts, draws. Our cannot do so. Ganjar cannot do so. Reverence cannot do so. But beauty, the innermost thing, you can attract. The whole thing can capture the charm of beauty. Nothing remains. So really it's the beautiful. Really it's the beautiful. Govindhari Mahaprabhu came. I want to take you to that domain of the land of beauty. And nothing will remain to get. I have devised the means. I have discovered. How do you may think I am he? I have come to take you in my own abode. In my own. I am not alone. We too have come. Radha Krishna Militatum. We both of us have come to take you in our harem. Something like that. Gaur hari, gaur, gaur hari. Yadi gaur na ho to kamo na hai to kamo ne dhori tam dehi. Vasudev Datta Thakur said, after I have got a taste of that wonderful thing, now I feel if I could not have that thing, then how I could live? How could I sustain my life? It would have been simply impossible to live. Such things are there, wonderful, and I am received out of that. It's a horrible life. My fulfillment is there, and I am roaming about here and there. A horrible deception of Maya. That is. This is separation, union in separation. Prima Vajit. There is another kind of separation. He is there. And also, something else come between imagination, then I am nowhere. My antipathy has captured him. Prima Vaichitta. None is there, only concoction. And that horrible separation, separation feeling aroused. Different types. And that is only meant, only defined, devised, a design to make ever new, always new, to keep up the knowledge that is necessary by Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya, in the intervention of Yoga Maya, that is managed in such a way. The separation, vaheriva gati prena salava guti dava. Just as the serpent course is zigzag, not straight, is natural. Natural movement of the serpent is in a crooked way, not straight way. So the ways of love is such. So we need not have to think that there is some misdeeding in the part of the one or both. It is the very nature. It is the yoga maya. It is affected. To think ever new, without separation, union is not be very sweet. So it is intervened in that way. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Jaitanya, Nidai Jaitanya, Nidai Jaitanya. When have you reached Mayapur? Mayapur. Die to live. A sweet death.
I have some question, Maharaj.
Question?
Yes?
Yes, you may. Put it.
I was reading some of Srila Bhaktivinoda's Jaga Dharma. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written Jaga Dharma.
Jaga Dharma.
And in Jaga Dharma, he's recommending in the Kali Yuga. All the devotees become householder devotees. So I have heard it is useful, and I've also heard it is a waste of time, simply a waste of time.
What?
But now in Jaga Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it is useful. It is something like a school. Is that possible?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if we study deeply, we find that he laid great stress on Garastha Dharma, because to keep up the purity of character in the life of renunciation, it is very difficult in a general sense. So, he told that Grihastha, you adjust yourself in such a way that you may not have to go to unreasonable life in the sense of morality. That will be create a discredit to the followers from the life of Mahaprabhu, and especially the Babaji class after taking the robe of a taggy renunciationist, he keep women with them. So he has cautioned against those. Instead of keeping the purity of the life of renunciation, he would enter Vaishnavism and he keeps some woman in a plea of religion, and they spoil the whole thing, and even it will be detrimental for the posterities to for the good men to enter into this samprasad. So rather be married and keep healthy life there, and try your best to make progress towards the ways of Rupa Sanatana and Mahaprabhu and others. Thanks. Don't create any havoc or disturbance in the name of Mahaprabhu. with this. And our Guru Maharaj, that is the constitutional method. But our Guru Maharaj, he came with the call of a revolutionary movement. He managed to open different centers, and by the association of the sadhus, everything may be possible. Centers have so many associates under the guidance of a bona fide person. You will get the chance wholesale dedication, because this chance of sadhu sangha and engage oneself wholesale for this purpose is very rarely to be found. First, the human life is very rare, then our real taste to the Vrajavida, Mahaprabhu Vrajavida, that is also rare of the rare. And when that has come to nurture that and to guide that without losing any time and any energy, you must try to devote yourself. You take the risk. Just as in Srimad Bhagavatam you find devotee Narad is telling to Vyasadeva. Tashaiva hetu prajateta kovido nulubhati jat bhamatam upajadha talubhati dukkha vadan natasukam kalena sadvatra gubhira vivadya takta sadharnam charanam bhujam hari patanna pakkutha patittatu jadi jatta kavabhadram abhudamishchakin kovatva aptu abhajatam sadharnatam. Vishro. Devarshi Narad says to Vyasadeva, 10 slok. Devarshi Narad gave 10 slok, the outlines, think it and reduce it into Bhagavatam. The outlines, 10 slok he gave to Vyasadeva. Then there is 1 slok. Very minutely you have to notice this. There you would find the explanation, the meaning of that Bhaktivinoda Sagar and our Prabhupada, the difference. Takta sadharmam charanam bhujam hari bhajan apakkutha patittadi. Man is moving in this cycle, cyclic order, going up, down. Takta sadharmam, by previous activity, as the result of the works of his previous life, he has occupied a particular place in this going up and down, this circle, circular movement. Exploitation, man means getting loan, and then we have to come to be exploited, to sodhkaraki, to clear the debt. In this way, abhambhavanarupa-punarabhattinarjuna, going up and down, up and down. Now, there is another say, takta sadharmam charanam bhujam hari bhajan apakkutha patiddhari. Sadharma means present duty. He took the risk, little bold, and left his present position, discharging of the present duties, he left for higher life. But he could not maintain his higher position. He fell down. Devotee says, Narada says, what is the loss of him? No loss. Takta sadharmam, the present safe position he left and took risk for better position, but could not maintain that better position, he fell down. Devotee says, what is the harm there? Why? Tattva sadharmam, sadharmam, takkore, living one's own present duty. Charanam bhujang hare bhajan. He risked himself for exclusive service of the Lord, bhajan apakko, but without attaining, before attaining a safe position, he fell down. Pasit tato jadi, jatra, in that case, kaba, where is the kaba, kaba, jatra kaba bhadra, abhadra, what is the abhadra means undesirable, undesirable, unholy things there. What unholy things we can expect there, in that, from that position, from his fall? After he took a position, reached him, and he could not maintain, and he fell down. Now, what is the bad there? No loss. Why? Patit tatu javi datta kaba abhadra mabhud amushya ki.